Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so when I first saw the pictures for today's topic, I honestly thought it was fake, like a digital render or
Right,
something.
like a concept car, maybe.
Exactly. But no, it's real. We're diving into the neon splash Leon FR. Seriously, imagine a car that looks like a glitch in reality.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, it's got these just wow, neon pink, violet, electric blue splashes kind of exploding over this satin black body.
Super sleek underneath it all.
Totally. And it doesn't just, drive, it turns the whole commute into this moving artwork, digital graffiti, basically.
It grabs your attention instantly, day or night.
You just can't believe it's actually on the road.
And that's really what's fascinating here, right? That's our mission for this deep dive. Looking at how a car, something personal, can be more than just transport.
More than just A to B.
Way more. It becomes like a kinetic art installation, and maybe even more, an amplifier for your identity.
An identity amplifier, I like
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, this isn't just, a fancy wrap. It's about how really fearless design can completely change how people see things.
It injects that creative energy into something routine, like driving.
Makes you rethink what's ordinary, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It feels less like a car and more like, I don't know, a rolling canvas for expressing yourself. And what I found really compelling was how it becomes this legitimate personal branding statement. It's not subtle.
Definitely not subtle.
No, it merges that kind of street art chaos, that energy with like nightclub vibes,
I see that. The fluorescence, the glow.
Yeah, fluorescent gradients, these sprayed splatter textures. But it all flows together seamlessly. It just looks loud in the best way.
As loud as it feels, yeah. It's designed to own its space.
So who is behind this? What was the goal?
Well, the vision came from the owner. The goal was clear. The ultimate street-level attention magnet.
Something you just can't miss.
Exactly. Unmissable, but still authentically rebellious. Frank Ricci Design, FRD, they were the ones who crafted the concept.
FRD.
Okay. And they fused, interestingly, graffiti throw-ups. Those quick, often bubbly tags.
Yeah, you see them everywhere in cities.
Right. They fused that style with these really vivid neon runway colors. The whole idea was to break free from just boring city traffic
Stand out completely.
and make you look, make you remember.
Okay, let's get into the process because the how is fascinating here. It wasn't just designed on a computer screen.
No, not at all. It started old school. Hand-sketched splash silhouettes first.
Really capturing that raw energy.
Exactly. Then those sketches were vectorized. Illustrator
Yeah,
novels.
the script says Illustrator for that digital precision.
Right. And then colored using custom neon blends in Photoshop. That's where the hypersaturated pigments really came to life.
But here's the bit that really impressed me, the 3D testing.
Ah, yes. Crucially, they test fitted it in Blender
Blender, okay, why?
for flow accuracy across all the car's panels, the curves, the deep recesses. Vinyl isn't flat, right? It has to wrap perfectly.
Or it looks terrible,
Yeah.
distorted.
Precisely. Without that meticulous 3D mapping, those splashes wouldn't look like they were, splashed on. They'd look stretched or warped.
It loses that glitch effect you mentioned.
Totally. It's like digital tailoring down to the millimeter to get that liquid flow.
Okay, so the digital blueprint is perfect. Then it gets printed, high gloss vinyl. But that's only half of it, isn't it? The installation must be key.
Oh, absolutely critical. You can have the best design, but if the execution isn't
It
there,
falls flat.
exactly. And that's where Italian Design Wrap came in. Getting those seams millimeter perfect on the design this complex, that's pure artistry.
And incredibly difficult, I imagine.
Very. Any tiny bubble, any slight misalignment, and the whole illusion is shattered. You lose that seamless look.
It just looks like a sticker then.
Right. Their skill makes those hypersaturated colors really pop, even under streetlights. It's that dedication that turns a cool design into a real statement piece.
So, okay, the big question. What's the impact? Does it work in the real world?
Oh, it works. The impact's been huge. Since it debuted, the owner's social media engagement went up, like over 220%.
Wow, that's massive.
But beyond the numbers, it's the human reaction that's telling. People stop, they
They
stare.
pull out their phones, right? Making reels.
All the time. And importantly, they ask about it. Who did this? What is this? It starts conversations.
Sparks real curiosity.
Which brings up a really interesting point for you, the listener. What does this tell us about the power of just really intentional, bold design in our everyday lives?
Yeah, what's the takeaway?
Well, it proves pretty clearly that a daily driver, something maybe mundane like your commute car, can become a genuine signature piece.
If you reimagine it.
If you reimagine it with that fearless vision and, crucially, professional execution. It's not just transport then. It's an experience, a moment.
So the neon splash really isn't just a rep. It's more like a kinetic canvas. It turns the city streets into, like, your own personal gallery.
Changing the vibe on Drive at a Time.
Amazing stuff.
So the final thought to leave you with is this. As you go about your own world, how about you take something ordinary, something mundane, and transform it?
Make it more expressive.
Exactly. More expressive, more attention-grabbing. How could you put your own unique mark on the everyday?